North State Now is a magazine-formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit ReadingCivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco M. Brew.
It's time for America Outdoors Radio, the show that covers the outdoor scene across the U.S. of A. and the entire continent. Fishing, hunting, conservation, outdoor recreation, and great destinations, we cover it all every week. It's your country, your outdoors. Let's explore it together with your host, John Cruz.
Welcome aboard. We're starting things off welcoming some new listeners tuning in out of Findlay, Ohio on WFIN AM 1330 and FM 95.5, as well as listeners tuning into us on WKCT AM 930 out of Bowling Green, Kentucky. Welcome to our 135-plus station radio network airing in 32 states. We are truly the fastest-growing fishing and hunting radio show out there, and we are happy to welcome you to the family. Have you managed to get outdoors this past week and maybe have some fun fishing, turkey hunting, or doing some other activities? I know I did. My best friend Rusty and I got onto our home lake, Potholes Reservoir in eastern Washington, to pre-fish a couple of bass tournaments coming up later this week. Bass fishing, for me, is always like solving a puzzle when it comes to figuring out where the bass are at any given time of year and what they will bite on, and we slowly put the pieces together over the course of the day. We actually didn't get a bite for 3 hours, but eventually we did get bit, and once we did, we were able to put the pieces of the puzzle together and catch some decent largemouth bass. Now, everybody knows what works today may not work next week, but at least I'll be going into these tournaments with some idea of where those fish may be, and I think I'll have a good lure tied on for them too. Wish us luck. As always, we are going to need it. This week on the show, we've got some great content for you. There's a couple of fishing tournaments happening out of Marathon in the Florida Keys for a fish known there as a dolphin. It's also known as a Dorado south of the border and mahi-mahi in Hawaii. One of these tournaments is taking place this coming Friday through Sunday and the other the week before Father's Day, and you are invited to participate in either one. Captain Jack Carlson with Tuconk Sport Fishing will tell you more in just a minute. Another guest we'll have on is Randy Opplinger. He's the sport fishing coordinator for the Utah Division of Wildlife Resources, and they've got some really good fishing in Utah, in case you didn't know that. If you go to the agency's website and click on the fishing page, you'll be able to access a map where lakes around the state are given reviews from 1 to 5 stars that will give you an idea about where the current hotspots are. We'll ask Randy how these ratings come about and where some of the 5-star fishing locations are so you can plan a fishing trip in the Beehive State. After that, we'll have an extended conversation with Hank Forrester. He's with the National Deer Association, and he just wrote a great article about how to be a successful mentor for new hunters. There's a whole bunch of things to consider here, and reading the article, I realized I have certainly made a few mistakes over the years when it comes to introducing individuals to the hunting I'm so passionate about. I'll share my mistakes, and Hank will share some sound advice that will help you not only have a great time with that new person on their first hunt, but get them hooked for life. Finally, I'm going to tell you about a GoFundMe campaign I've organized for my friend Rhonda Edwards. Rhonda is a passionate angler, horseback rider, and Harley Davidson rider who has been battling cancer for a long time and doing so with grace, humor, and bravery. The cancer has gotten much more aggressive as of late, and she needs specialized care that she can only find in Houston, Texas, which is a long ways from Washington State where she lives right now. That's why we've established the Help Rhonda Edwards Fight Cancer fundraising campaign. We'll give you more details towards the end of the show, but you can actually check out a link to the campaign right now if you'd like to on our America Outdoors Radio Facebook page, and I hope you can help her out. The funds you donate can literally help save her life. Next up on America Outdoors Radio, if you're looking for an excuse to go fishing in the Florida Keys, I've got a great one for you. It's the 17th annual Tom Thumb Marathon Offshore Bull and Cow Dolphin Tournament. It's going to be happening Friday through Sunday, May 5th through the 7th. With us here to tell you more about it is the man that's put this all together. That would be Captain Jack Carlson, who owns Tukonk Sport Fishing in Marathon. Captain Jack, great to have you on the show.
Oh, thanks for having us.
So why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about the Bull and Cow Tournament?
Sure, yeah. So we're in our 17th annual Marathon Offshore Bull and Cow Dolphin Tournament, and we pay out up to $25,000 for the largest bull dolphin and cow dolphin combined weight. So it's a pretty unique tournament, something different. It's just not heaviest fish overall. You have to bring in your largest bull dolphin and your cow dolphin between the 2 days, and we add those together, and that's what takes home the grand prize. But not only that, you know, we also give away money for second place, third place, bull and cow, but we have largest dolphin overall, which is usually a bull. Then we have largest cow dolphin. We got three largest dolphin combined weight, largest wahoo, blackfin tuna, and triple tail. So each one of those score another $1,000 for each one. And then you get great trophies, which is like this year, we're doing full actual mounts from Gray's Taxidermy. We already have them. And so, you know, the winners are going to be taking home a big bull dolphin and cow dolphin for there. So something that they can hang up and put the plaque underneath, and it's going to be great. And a lot of this tournament, you know, we raise money. You know, we do a lot with the Jose Wahebe Foundation. So, you know, a lot of that money goes to them and sponsors their foundation. So that's what we do down here in the Florida Keys.
Well, it sounds like all sorts of fun. So what is the entry fee?
The entry fee is $9.95. That's for up to six people on a boat. That's everybody gets tournament shirts, and then that includes the banquet dinner as well on Sunday. That's going to be held at the Florida Keys Aquarium Encounters, a great spot. So that gets you in there to go check out the aquarium and good food and collect your money.
So you can register now at marathonoffshoretournament.com, or you can actually register. I'm guessing there's going to be a captain's meeting on the 5th. Is that correct?
Yes. So you can register there, but all the registration is online. So whether you're here for the meeting or that, but you can get on your phones and register right online. Everything is there. You pay there, and so you come through on the email, and therefore you are submitted. So, but you come to the captain's meeting to, you know, to pick up your captain's bags and stuff like that, and, you know, we get the shirts and all that good stuff. So, but it's a great time. You know, it's always a good event. We already have, you know, over 50 boats, probably pushing 60 now. My Waymaster handles all that, so he's in charge of that. But, yeah, he's been updating me. So we already have a great turnout. It's always a lot of fun, and, you know, it's just a good time, a great event, always has been.
The captain's meeting and the weigh-ins each day are at Tukonk's Bait and Tackle. Where's that located at in Marathon?
Okay, that's at 11499 Overseas Highway here in Marathon. That's mile marker 53, and it's right off US 1. So, you know, we put up the tents and weigh the fish, and the cars driving by, honking, waving, you know, seeing everybody's catch. You know, so it's a great event. We're easy to find.
And I like the fact that the awards banquet, which is 7 p.m. on Sunday at, like you said, the Florida Keys Aquarium Encounters, non-anglers can also attend, and that's only $5 per person, isn't it?
That's it. Yeah, 25 bucks gets you in, gets you fed, and you get to check out the aquarium and all that good stuff. So, yeah, anybody like that can swing on by.
Well, this sounds like a great excuse to go fishing down in the Florida Keys to me this coming weekend. But if folks can't make it on this short of notice, you do have another tournament coming up, the Father's Day Dolphin Derby. Tell our listeners about this one.
Yeah, that's also another great event. And that one, just so you know, it's always the Saturday before Father's Day. So we always give fathers you know, the resting on their day. But Saturday is the day of the tournament, and it's a great time. And that right there is largest fish overall. So it'd be largest dolphin overall, and then that's going to pay out, you know, first, second, third, and even fourth place. So it's going to go, you know, 4,000, 2,000, 1,500 are the payouts for that. You know, and that is an individual tournament, unlike the Bull and Cow's a Boat tournament. And this one is a per-person tournament, the Father's Day Dolphin Derby. So you could actually technically win on the boat first place and third place. So then you can really score some good money for a one-day event.
Very nice. All right. The website to go to, marathonoffshoretournaments.com, for either the Bull and Cow tournament that's coming up May 5th through the 7th, or the Father's Day Dolphin Derby that is the weekend before Father's Day. The website again, marathonoffshoretournament.com. Head on down to the Florida Keys, go fishing for dolphin, and have some fun. Captain Jack, thanks so much for sharing this with us today on America Outdoors Radio.
You got it. Thanks for having us.
We've been telling you about Sportsman's Cove Lodge in Southeast Alaska for a while now. They're truly Alaska's best lodge. Wildlife is abundant, from bears and deer to eagles and whales. And let's not forget the reason you're here, the fishing. Halibut, salmon, lingcod, rockfish, true cod, and more. It's all waiting for you in abundance at Sportsman's Cove Lodge. Book your trip today at alaskasbestlodge.com. That's alaskasbestlodge.com for Sportsman's Cove Lodge.
Ready to step up to a quality-built rifle or shotgun that's a true classic? Check out Henry Repeating Arms. American-made. There's over 150 models to choose from in a variety of finishes and calibers for hunters and target shooters. Many of these are lever-action models with a classic look right out of the Old West. Don't be deceived, though. Henry Repeating Arms are modern, rugged, reliable, and have a lifetime guarantee. Find out more and order a free catalog today at henryusa.com. That's henryusa.com.
Hunt of a Lifetime is a nationwide nonprofit organization dedicated to providing hunting and fishing trips to youth 21 and under who suffer from life-threatening illnesses and disabilities. These adventures make big differences in the lives of those who participate in them, and in many cases are literally a dream come true that brings hope and therapy to their lives. Find out more, get involved, or donate today at huntofalifetime.org. That's huntofalifetime.org. huntofalifetime.org.
Come explore the Dalles in Oregon for outdoors fun. Hike amongst the wildflowers, bike our riverfront trail, or visit the Gorge Discovery Center where you can enjoy a live raptor display, or even check out our National Neon Sign Museum. But don't forget the fishing. We've got salmon, steelhead, bass, walleye, and monster-sized sturgeon waiting just for you. When the day is done, tell those tall tales at one of our wineries, breweries, or restaurants, and plan your next adventure. Find out more at explorethedalles.com.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Hot cars.
And cool April nights.
Is back April 21st through the 30th.
It's over a week of classic car fun.
This year's lineup of events is bigger and better than ever, with a drive-in, poker walk, show and shines, cornhole tournament, live entertainment, and more.
Saturday, April 29th is the main event, with over 1,000 classic cars on display. Get your tickets today at any local Napa Auto Parts store.
For more information and a full schedule of events, go to CoolAprilNights.com. That's CoolAprilNights.com.
Today's the day. It's the Cool April Nights Big Show, happening at the Reading Civic Auditorium, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. This fun day starts with the Asphalt Cowboys Pancake Breakfast, followed by hundreds and hundreds of classic cars on display. Don't miss the Raffle City inside the Civic, along with DJ Jay Keezy spinning the classics from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. And the day with Hill Street Band performing from 6:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. It's the Big Show, happening today. For a full schedule of events and ticket information, go to CoolAprilNights.com. Sponsored apart by Reading Tourism and Marketing Group, Cresco Equipment Rentals, and Lithia Chevrolet.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at KCNR1460.com. Hi, this is Sue McClain, the sales manager here at KCNR. And if you've been considering advertising, but you're not really sure where to start, well, you can start with a phone call. My number is 530-605-4565. I can let you know how much our rates are and how we can help. So once again, if you have any questions regarding advertising and how we can help your business, our number once again, 530-605-4565. And thanks for listening to KCNR.
Welcome back to America Outdoors Radio. Our next stop is the great state of Utah. Now, a lot of folks think of going there for desert hikes in the rock formations, but there's some really good fishing to be had there, too. And with us here to tell you more about it is Randy Opplinger. He is the sport fish coordinator for the Utah Department of Natural Resources Wildlife Division. Randy, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you.
So I was playing around on your website, and if you go to the fishing page, you actually have a map, and you have these lakes that basically have reviews, kind of like a Yelp review, except they're fishing lake reviews. And I noticed there's a number of them that have five-star reviews. Now, are these five stars given by staff, or are they given by users who are fishing the lakes?
Yeah, those stars are given by basically people who are fishing the lake. So what we've got on our page is a bunch of dots across the state. So this page is fish.utah.gov, and you can click on a water, get more information about what fish are in that water, how you fish that water, stocking information. But one thing on there is a rating feature on that page where we basically ask people to tell us about their experience. So the star ratings you're talking about are really user ratings coming from that feedback that we're getting from the public after they go fishing.
Okay. Well, let's run through a few of them that might fish well during the month of May. And we'll start off at Grantsville Reservoir. Now, when I think of the Great Salt Lake, I certainly don't think of fishing, but just south of there, you've got Grantsville Reservoir. What are folks going to catch there this coming month?
Yeah, Grantsville Reservoir, it's one that's been fishing pretty well of late. If you look on our webpage, it recently got five stars on there. It's kind of a lesser-known water body. It's a little bit west of Salt Lake City, so it's near a town called Tooele, but you're right, it's just on the south side of the Great Salt Lake. And the water itself is one that we stock with a lot of rainbow trout in it. So it's got good rainbow fishing, and typically we do stock it in the month of May. So it's a good time to get out there and get some rainbows. It also has some smallmouth bass in it. So sometimes springtime could be a good time to catch some of those smallmouth. So that's another opportunity you've got at Grantsville Reservoir.
All right. Well, let's head over to Provo Canyon, scenic part of the state. Little place in there called Vivian Park Pond that also has a five-star rating.
Yeah, that's kind of an interesting one. So Vivian Park, it's actually part of our community fishing program that we've got in the state. So it's a small pond, but it's a pond that we stock. It's kind of a kid fishing pond, although anyone could fish in that water. But it's one that we stock a lot of rainbow trout into, and we stock it during the springtime months. So it's a good place to go, particularly with a family or maybe a new angler, to go out and see if they can get some of those recently stocked rainbows. And it runs adjacent to the Provo River, too. So if you're looking for maybe more of a fly fishing opportunity and just a large river kind of setting, it's right there as well.
Oh, that sounds like a great opportunity. You know, you can leave the kids at the pond, go fishing, and you can take the fly rod and see if you can catch some trout out of the river. All right. Another one, Mill Hollow Reservoir. That's a five-star one as well. Where's that one, and what are folks going to catch there?
Yeah, Mill Hollow Reservoir is sort of, if you think of where Park City is, it's going to be maybe 30 or 50 miles east of there. So I guess about maybe an hour drive or so from Park City, just further up in the mountains. So this is maybe a little more high elevation fishery, but it's got good access to it. We stock it with rainbow trout, brook trout, and tiger trout. And it's one that I think right now has some ice on it, but we expect that ice to break off really soon, probably the next week or 2 weeks. And really, you know, in a lot of our waters, when that ice first comes off, it provides really some great fishing.
You know, it's interesting to me that you said it's stocked with brook trout. I thought that Western fisheries biologists hated Eastern brook trout with a passion.
Yeah, you know, we use brook trout very judiciously across the state. You know, we've got a lot of anglers who love brook trout. We don't want to take that opportunity for those people who really like to catch brook trout away from them. But, you know, here in Utah, we also manage a lot of cutthroat trout. And that's the primary interaction we're concerned about, or the impacts that non-native brook trout have with rainbow trout. So we're very careful about where we stock brook trout across the state. We stock them in areas that are outside of our cutthroat trout conservation areas. So that means that we have a reduced chance of those brook trout having a negative impact on those cutthroat trout. The other thing we stock a lot of are what we call triploid brook trout. So these are ones that we've basically in the hatcheries, from a technical sense, subjected them to a lot of pressure as an egg. And what that does is makes those fish unable to reproduce. So we're able to have a lot of control over our population, so we don't have to worry about them reproducing and getting out of control because we're stocking the fish that can't reproduce. So in the case of Mill Hollow, we're just trying to provide that brook trout opportunity for people. We're doing it kind of a controlled setting where we don't have to worry about them escaping and having an impact on our cutthroat trout populations.
Well, you really explained that well. I think just about every Western state fisheries biologist would give similar answer to that. But I've got to admit, I've got a soft spot in my heart for brookies. The very first trout of any real size I caught was a brook trout out of the Poudre River in Colorado, and I've loved them ever since. Speaking of other places to go fishing for more than just trout, another five-star review for East Canyon Reservoir, and there's also a state park there, too, northeast of Salt Lake City.
Yeah, this one's a little northeast of Salt Lake City, and if you think of, if you know where Ogden is, it's more or less dead east of Ogden, maybe by 30 miles or so. So it's an easy one to get to. It's also easy to get to from Salt Lake. It's not that far of a drive, but it's a state park, so it's got all the standard state park facilities, you know, nice boat ramps and campgrounds, and I think they might have some rentals for some equipment there. So it's a nice place to go. It's got rainbow trout, kokanee salmon, and wiper in it. So, you know, you think about all those species, you know, the rainbows, they're going to do really well after ice off. Kokanee, usually maybe later in May, come on pretty hard there. And then wipers are another species we've been stocking for a number of years in there, which might be more of a later kind of summer warmer temperature species, but it's another opportunity that we've got in that water.
Well, I love the variety of fish that you've got there. So moving away from the five-star fisheries to maybe some fisheries you would recommend for the month of May in Utah, give me a couple more ideas.
Yeah, definitely. You know, a lot of the waters we talked about previously, the ones that are fishing really well right now, but they're maybe not some of the classic trout waters that we've got in Utah. So some other ones that really jump to mind are Strawberry Reservoir, which is kind of dead east of Provo, so maybe a 45-minute-hour drive from there. You've got Schofield Reservoir, which is really on the road to Price, a little off that, but it's probably maybe an hour and a half, hour, 45-minute drive from Salt Lake City or so. Those come to mind. You got Fish Lake down in more of the southern part of the state, kind of in the Richfield area. These are all waters right now, though, that are great trout fisheries that we've got in the state. Right now, they all have ice, but they're all waters that when that ice breaks off here in the next few weeks, usually it provides great fishing opportunities. If you look down in the southern part of the state, if you're more into bass fishing, you know, kind of warm water fishing, we got Lake Powell, which is really an incredible place to go. And striped bass fishing is often really great through May and June there. And then I guess if you look in the northeastern part of the state, we've got Flaming Gorge Reservoir, which is kind of your classic western trout fishery with rainbow trout, kokanee salmon, lake trout, smallmouth bass in it. That's another one that does really well when the ice breaks off.
Flaming Gorge Reservoir, your neighbors to the north in Wyoming who share this lake with you, they've got some real concerns about the state of the fishery there in terms of what has been probably the best trophy kokanee fishery in the nation is facing challenges because of an overabundance of smaller lake trout. Can you explain to our listeners what's going on with that?
Yeah, right now we've got a large population. We call them pup lake trout. I mean, they're nice-sized fish, but, you know, they're maybe 20 to 25 inches or so in length. And that size, they're very predatory towards some of the smaller kokanee salmon. And because there's just so many of them in the lake, you know, they're having an impact on kokanee salmon numbers. So we're definitely encouraging anglers to harvest lake trout they catch of that size for the specific reason of just trying to thin the population out so we can have fewer of them in there so we can maybe help the lake trout population out there.
Any other lakes you'd like to recommend? We got about 30 seconds left. Or rivers, for that matter, for the month of May.
Yeah, I mean, we've got some great rivers. You know, the Green River coming out of Flaming Gorge is a great river in the state. The Weber River also is another great river in the state. And, you know, we got a lot of smaller rivers as well that fish very well. We definitely have a good snowpack, though. So for fishing streams, you know, you want to wait for that to maybe come down a little bit. But we do have some great stream fishing here in Utah.
Well, if you want to find out more about planning a fishing vacation in Utah, here's the website to go to. It's really simple, wildlife.utah.gov. That's wildlife.utah.gov. Go to the fish page, and you'll find a map, and you can start planning your next adventure today. Randy, thank you so much for sharing this with us today on America Outdoors Radio.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
Why book at Sportsman's Cove Lodge?
Why is Alaska like no other place on Earth? It hasn't changed in thousands of years.
From the way you get here on a float plane to the way you go out with the guides and the boats, it's just a professional experience.
And I said, this is as good as it gets. I said, if you can't catch fish here, you can't catch fish anywhere.
Your experience with us will leave you speechless.
Book now at alaskasbestlodge.com.
Are you looking to reel in the marketing opportunity of a lifetime? America Outdoors Radio has sponsorships available, and we offer affordable platforms to reach thousands of listeners. Find out more by contacting John Cruz through his website at AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 33 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
The Vaisakhi Festival and Day of Nonviolence is Saturday, May 6th from 10:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Sikh Center at 5400 Sikh Center Drive in Anderson. This free event is an important multicultural and educational event in Shasta County, organized by the Sikh Center. The Vaisakhi Festival will feature multiple vendors, workshops, and live demonstrations. Come enjoy free Punjabi food and multicultural music while learning about the Sikh history, Sikh martial arts, and Native American practices. The Vaisakhi Festival will present speakers from various agencies. It's free and open to the public, and free activities for kids. The Vaisakhi Festival and Day of Nonviolence, Saturday, May 6th at the Sikh Center at 5400 Sikh Center Drive from 10:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. This event is co-sponsored by the United Way, Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect, Reciproca, Shasta Interfaith, and KCNR Radio.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Hey, Redding, what's better than an ooey gooey cheesy sandwich? How about five different ooey gooey cheesy sandwiches? Black Bear Diner just launched their limited time ooey gooey cheesy choices that'll cover you for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Come on in and try one of those delicious sandwiches today.
Black Bear Diner.
You're back in with America Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz. Let's talk a little bit about deer hunting. We're going to have this conversation with Hank Forrester. He is with the National Deer Association. Their mission is to ensure the future of wild deer, wildlife, habitat, and hunting. And part of that involves mentoring new hunters. Now, we could be talking about young hunters. We could be talking about adult hunters. We could be talking about men or women. But either way, if you're taking a new hunter afield or reactivating one that maybe hasn't hunted for a long time, there's certain traits that make you more successful than others. Hank wrote a great article about this that you can find at deerassociation.com. Hank, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Let's start off a little bit about you. How long have you been a hunter, and how long have you been mentoring other hunters?
Oh, that's a tough question to answer. But my parents were not hunters. I didn't grow up hunting per se. But I was fortunate to have a neighbor and his son. He was my age. He lived a few doors up the street from me, you know, when I was a young teen. And so I was very fortunate to have them take me afield, mentor me, and I obviously understand the value of a good mentor from that. But that was many moons ago. I've been hunting for over 30 years now, and worked for the National Deer Association for over 10.
Wow. How many people do you think, roughly speaking, you have mentored over the years?
Oh, gosh. I would say that I'm probably personally sat with somewhere around 30 hunters who have harvested their first deer in the last decade and organized programs that brought in a lot more first deer on top of that.
Now, in your article, you point out that research shows there are up to 25 million people interested in learning how to hunt. But sometimes we, as potential mentors, we make mistakes that actually drive people away from the field instead of getting them all on board. So let's run through some of the practices that are in your article that help to make a successful mentor and get those people in the field and have them stay in the field. And I guess the first one has to do with picking the right person to mentor. Why don't you explain more about that?
Sure, you're correct. Recent research suggests there are over 25 million Americans who are interested in learning to hunt. And, you know, currently there's only about 11.5 million Americans who have a hunting license in any given year. We think there's roughly about 16 million hunters, but contrary to what many of us super avid hunters do, many people don't buy a hunting license every year. So, you know, we could easily double to triple the number of hunters in this country by doing a better job of mentoring. And current hunters are, you know, classic jargon and a state agency meeting or something is male, pale, and stale. You know, we are 97% Caucasian and we're 90% male in general in hunting throughout the country. So there's definitely opportunity there to get more people into hunting. You know, traditionally people have thought about youth for mentoring and not that you shouldn't mentor the youth in your family or those around you, but we obviously understand that adult first-time hunters are a more efficient audience. They have car keys, they have checkbooks, they have calendars that they fill at their will, and they can mentor a new hunter almost immediately. They can mentor their kids, they can mentor their peers, and honestly, they can do it immediately. So, you know, we don't overlook any groups, but we certainly say that, you know, adult or mentees are your most efficient audience, and of course, we'd like to see more people mentoring folks from outside of hunting cultures who didn't grow up around hunting. There can be a lot to be said about diversifying hunting. Could do a lot for the future of it.
You know, something else that you point out is that as mentors, we need to accept the motivations of the people we're mentoring as to why they want to go hunting, because it might not be all about the big buck with the big rack and all the points on the antlers. It might be something entirely different.
Sure. I mean, even motivations for current hunters have changed over the years, so we've surveyed them, you know, and you could say a lot about that. But we know that, you know, there are many people who are interested in learning to hunt for a multitude of reasons. The ones leading the pack today are typically for meat, for a connection with nature, you know, for community or camaraderie, you know, within hunting circles or even, you know, something to do with their friends or family. Those are kind of the big three, but people hunt for a multitude of different reasons or even a mixture of those. I think it's honestly a trick question to ask somebody why you hunt, because even for myself, there's a few different reasons I hunt. And, you know, that day one may be leading over the other, but I can't really put my finger on one exact reason why I hunt. But it's important to accept those motivations and to not project your motivations onto that new hunter. You know, the National Deer Association comes from a background of a lot of our membership are very super avid hunters that are into habitat management, that kind of stuff, deer management. And honestly, time and time again, I run into our volunteers and mentors who want to educate and talk a lot about deer management when that first-time hunter might be out there solely for that connection with nature to harvest some food, know where their food comes from. And so it's just important that we understand why these new hunters are coming to field and, you know, help them along their journey with those motivations in mind.
You know, your next one speaks to me because it's a mistake I made. Don't overdo it. Have a vivid memory of taking an adult that was a friend of my best friend and I out duck hunting for the opener. And the way we did it is we had a 12-foot boat, and we piled it full of gear, and we actually had two 12-foot boats. And we would take it about a mile and a half through these canals and waterways through this desert environment in eastern Washington. Well, the water was low that year.
And we had to drag these boats that had hundreds of pounds of gear in them over sandbars, and it was brutal. I mean, we're not talking just 5 yards over a sandbar. We're talking like literally 50, 75 yards over sandbars. And he never hunted with us again. Let's just say he didn't think duck hunting was any fun at all after that. And you could do the same thing as during a deer hunt too, can't you?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I think Stephen Ranella calls it, they talk about it on their podcast, I'm a tight tooth hunt. It's not actually fun at the moment, but, you know, remembering back upon it is fun. You know, there are some aspects of hunting that can fall in that category, especially, you know, if you get out there enough. But, no, we should make hunting fun. We should make it approachable with our organized hunts when we can. We like to start people in the early season when weather, deer movement is more predictable, more daylight. You know, we prefer to start people with an afternoon hunt, meaning they're going to field for the first time, you know, in daylight, just making it more comfortable. But there's all kinds of ways that you can make, you know, and I'm not one to make it posh. I don't think everybody needs an elevated box blind, and actually the reviews of our first-time hunters are terrible for these, you know, high-end deer stands that many of our seasoned hunters like, but they feel like they're in a plastic box. But, you know, there is something to making it fun, not making it a horror story. You know, maybe take weather into account. Don't, you know, if it's terrible weather, just take a pass. But, you know, it's just about getting people out in an approachable and fun way. And, you know, earlier in the season also gives them more time to continue their trial phase that year. So another reason why we promote early season hunts.
And you actually have something at the National Deer Association called the Field to Fork program that incorporates all of this, doesn't it?
Sure. Yeah. We've highlighted an adult Learn to Hunt program called Field to Fork that's very much a food focus. You know, Learn to Hunt program that's focused at creating hunters. So we've fleshed out a lot of these, you know, successful practices and have a lot of experience in doing so. But, you know, just last year, for example, we had 54 Field to Fork events in 19 states. I'm taking anywhere from, you know, 6 to 70 new hunters a field to program.
That is absolutely fantastic. And we haven't even gotten through half of your recommendations yet. So would you mind sticking around through the commercial break from our sponsors so that we can talk a little bit more about this?
Absolutely, my pleasure.
Outstanding. By the way, folks, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. And if you are going to recommend a rifle for a new hunter, well, steer them towards henryusa.com. They've got lever-action rifles, great not only for new hunters, but seasoned hunters as well. And they're chambered in classic calibers like 30-30, which still works great for whitetail deer. And they've got more modern calibers, too, especially in the Henry Long Ranger line of rifles, where you can get 243, 308, and 6.5 Creedmoor, all great deer calibers. All of the rifles from Henry Repeating Arms are made right here in the USA. They're all rugged, they're all reliable, and they shoot straight right out of the box. So go to henryusa.com right now. Look for an authorized dealer near you, and while you're online, don't forget to ask for your free decals and catalog, too.
Hunt of a Lifetime is a nationwide nonprofit organization dedicated to providing hunting and fishing trips to youth 21 and under who suffer from life-threatening illnesses and disabilities. These adventures make big differences in the lives of those who participate in them, and in many cases are literally a dream come true that brings hope and therapy to their lives. Find out more, get involved, or donate today at huntofalifetime.org. That's huntofalifetime.org. huntofalifetime.org.
Hunting and fishing are exercises in hope. Before you head into the woods, you hope to tag out on a deer you'll have to field dress. Before you make that first cast, you hope for a big fish to clean and fillet. When your hopes are realized, you'll need a sharp knife. Whether you sharpen that blade on a power sharpener in the shop or a manual sharpener in the field, WorkSharp has the tool for you. Look for WorkSharp products in sporting goods stores near you or online at WorkSharpTools.com.
Campers, adventure seekers, hunters, and foodies. No matter the lifestyle, we can all agree on one thing. Great food and great people are worth remembering. At Camp Chef, we don't just make grills. We create each product knowing that a warm meal is always better when it's shared with those we love. Learn more about Camp Chef grills, smokers, and portable cooking equipment at campchef.com. That's campchef.com for a better way to cook outdoors.
Looking to reel in the marketing opportunity of a lifetime? Then set the hook, because we've got it right here. America Outdoors Radio has sponsorships available, and we offer an affordable platform to reach thousands of listeners interested in fishing, hunting, and the outdoors. Find out more by contacting host John Cruz through his website at AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com. That's AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com. But hurry, if you wait too long, this big opportunity might just get away. That's AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com.
Attention small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion, with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredits.com.
You're back in with America Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz. We've got Hank Forrester back with us with the National Deer Association. We've been talking about the traits of a successful mentor getting new hunters into the field, whether they be kids or adults or men or women or people of color. It's important that we get as many people out there hunting as possible, because it's the hunters that care about not just the sport, but also about conserving the animals that we hunt as well. Hank, thanks for sticking through the commercial break.
My pleasure.
So let's talk a few more traits of successful mentees. And one of those is setting expectations. I think that's very important to know, not just their motivation, but what expectations the new hunter will have and whether they're realistic or not.
Absolutely. I think it's another, you know, setting expectations is a broad catch-all, and it can come down to, you know, setting the expectations of what to expect to feel. And often the most overlooked information is those that we take for granted. And specifically, the number one thing I can think of is we forget to explain what to expect after the shot. And these new hunters take a shot at a deer, it runs off, they think they missed, you know, that kind of stuff. But as seasoned hunters, we assume everybody would know, and it's those little tidbits that are often go overlooked. But also, you know, setting expectations also comes down to, you know, behavior of field, what to expect of field, safety, you know, all those considerations that you can go over with your mentee of field.
And something else we should talk about is, before you even get them in the field, is trying to build a foundation. You know, obviously the new hunter needs basic education as a prerequisite. They need a license. They probably have to go through Hunter's Ed. But you actually have a whole YouTube series, Deer Hunting 101, and a Deer Hunting 101 online course through the National Deer Association, don't you?
Yes, we do. We utilize both online hunter education and our online Deer Hunting 101 course that is through Today's Hunter or Calcami as prerequisites to show up to our official training day for our field to fork programs, which is more focused on, you know, safety, shot placement, actually using crossbows or rifles, you know, that kind of stuff, range training. And then just, we usually do either property tours or, you know, events and meals, that kind of stuff is more of a community building. But we have taken most of our education off of the mentor and put it online. And oddly enough, I have found time and time again, we seasoned hunters may be very seasoned hunters, but the confidence level to teach a group how to deer hunt, we usually are lacking in. And honestly, I think that is exactly why people don't get into hunting. It's just a confidence level. But even us seasoned hunters seem to be shy about teaching a group of people how to deer hunt. So we try to take that away from the mentor so they can focus on their time of field and you know, time at the range and stuff like that. But we have a YouTube video series, we have a podcast, and we have a actual paid online course that we think should be or are considered gold standards of kind of the deer education. And that's what the National Deer Association has always kind of hung their hat on, is education and outreach.
You know, another trait for a successful mentee, and another mistake I've made as a mentor, make it comfortable. Again, another duck hunt. This time it was my daughter. The very first time I took her duck hunting, it was out on a guided duck hunting trip. And we went for a boat ride, and it was cold, and it was raining. And, you know, she was maybe 12 years old, and she was wearing hand-me-down old Army surplus gear that wasn't that rainproof. And we got out there, we'd been there half an hour, and she's like, "Dad, when do we get to go back?" And the poor kid was just miserable. And so the guide, he actually was able to make a little fire for her in the blind, and she was able to stay comfortable for the hunt, and it stuck. And she went on many hunts with me after that. But oh boy, you got to make sure that they're comfortable, because if they're not, you're gonna have a hard time getting them to go out again, aren't you?
Absolutely. Yeah, comfort can come down to food in your belly or appropriate clothing, but it's important to make it, you know, a comfortable experience. And it's kind of like the don't overdo it bullet. But even, you know, one of the examples I use in this article is about getting someone comfortable getting to a position to take a shot. And it's my experience mentoring Emily Barrett, who had struggled with accuracy from the deer stand. I mean, she's a certified NRA range instructor, but I sat in a deer stand with her, and we were just going over, you know, how it may unfold and how we're going to get ready. And I think that's an important aspect of being a good mentor. But she was using just a single shooting stick, a little monopod, and I was watching her practice and just thinking, there's no way we're going to make an accurate shot sitting, you know, in a folding chair with a little monopod in an elevated box blind. But I talked her into doing something that I've done from my personal experiences. You know, I need a good shooting rest. So I talked her into sitting on the floor and using the one beam of the window in this soft-sided blind as a shooting rest, and she made a perfect shot on a doe that evening. But it's about figuring out how to get comfortable, you know, what it takes. And that was an example of a time that we figured out how to get her comfortable to make a good shot with a rifle out of the soft-sided blind.
You know, and that goes right into the next trait for the successful mentor, being able to build confidence into that new hunter. I think, you know, that story illustrates that to a certain point, but why don't you go a little bit deeper into building confidence?
Sure, no, I alluded to it earlier, but I believe building confidence is how we create hunters. It's just getting this new hunter or aspiring hunter to a point where they believe that hunting is attainable to them, that it's something they can do and they're going to do it, and that's simply a confidence level. We build that confidence through social support, just like you found in your hunting camp. You may have grown up down or whatnot, but you know, that's kind of the missing link for many aspiring new hunters, is they don't have this community and that camaraderie. But, you know, making mentoring a group effort example, like our Field of Work program, gives you all those people to pat on the back or celebrate successes and failures. But we're boosting their confidence, building that social support, giving them the ammunition they need to be a successful hunter, but also giving them the cell phone possibly just to call you if they are successful and need a helping hand. The other confidence level I think is very important is a new hunter needs to know how to take care of an animal.
Right.
Or a responsible one won't return. And so it's important to get a group together. If someone is successful in harvesting a deer, get the entire group together and show them how to take care of an animal, how to clean it. They need to get their hands on that. It's just one of those major confidence levels that predicts whether someone will return a field.
Well, I'll tell you what, this is all great stuff, and folks, there's even more. So again, I would go to the website for the National Deer Association. Just go to deerassociation.com. Check out some of the articles, to include this one by Hank Forrester, 10 Practices of the Most Successful Deer Hunting Mentors. You just heard some great stuff that'll help you be a better mentor to a hunter that you want to introduce to the sport. Hank, thanks for what you do, and thanks for sharing this with us today on America Outdoors Radio.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
I really like how Hank emphasized taking care of that animal after the shot. And if you're going to do that, you know you're going to need to have a sharp knife, and you might even need to have a knife sharpener with you. That's where the pocket knife sharpener or guided field sharpener from WorkSharp comes in so handy. And those are just two of the many manual knife sharpeners that you will find from WorkSharp at WorkSharpTools.com. They've also got a whole lineup of powered knife and tool sharpeners for your shop and for your kitchen, so you can get those knives sharp before you even head to the field. Again, check out the entire lineup at WorkSharpTools.com and look for WorkSharp products in quality sporting goods stores near you. Next up, I've got a favor to ask of you, and it's not for me, it's for a friend. Her name is Rhonda Edwards. She lives in the same little town I live in North Central Washington. Got to meet Rhonda a few months ago. She is an absolutely delightful woman. She loves to fish. She loves being in the outdoors. She loves horseback riding, and she particularly loves riding her Harley-Davidson motorcycle. Unfortunately, Rhonda has been battling low-grade ovarian cancer for some 14 years now. It got pretty serious about 10 years ago. She was able to beat it, and it went back into a low-grade cancer again. Unfortunately, it is now spreading and becoming more aggressive. And Rhonda is not sure that the doctors and medical staff that we have here are going to be able to help her, because what she's fighting is a very unique form of cancer. So she is hoping to go to a facility in Houston, Texas, called MD Anderson, that specializes in the treatment for this specific type of cancer. And she needs some financial help if that's going to happen, because she has to get down there, she has to have a place to stay, she has to eat and go on living just like the rest of us. So here's what we've done. We've set up a GoFundMe page for Rhonda. If you go to GoFundMe, you'll find it under the title of Help Rhonda Edwards Fight Cancer. You can also go to our America Outdoors Radio Facebook page, and you'll find the fundraiser right there. And I hope that you can find it in your hearts to contribute something, whether it be $25, $50, or more. It all helps Rhonda to get the treatment that she needs so that her life can be saved. Again, Help Rhonda Edwards Fight Cancer. It's a GoFundMe campaign. I hope you can help. And I would personally be grateful for anything you can contribute. On that note, it is time to go. But here's hoping you are healthy, and here's hoping you are enjoying some of the spring weather that we are having across our United States. Until next week, be blessed, and remember this. It is your country and your outdoors, so get out there and enjoy it.
It's rodeo time. 75 years of bucking by the river. Reading Rodeo celebrates 75 years with four action-packed nights of riding, wrestling, wrangling, and roping. Wednesday night is Native American Night by Reading Rancheria. MD Imaging brings you Family Night Thursday. Friday is tough enough to wear pink with Pendleton Whiskey and Block Beverage. Sierra Pacific closes out with Saturday's Armed Forces Night. Reading Rodeo, May 17th through May 20th. Get your tickets now at readingrodeo.com.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, and as a mom, some days are just easier than others. Maybe you're taking the kids to school and have a fender bender in the parking lot. Maybe you're shopping and you just realize you backed into a shopping cart, and that's when it's important to take it to someone that you trust, like Crossroads Auto Body Repair. They're located at 3045 Crossroads Drive. They also accept most major insurance companies, and they're available by appointment. You can call them at 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
What's better than an ooey gooey cheesy sandwich? How about five different ooey gooey cheesy sandwiches? Black Bear Diner just launched their limited time ooey gooey cheesy choices that'll cover you for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Come on in and try one of those delicious sandwiches today.
Black Bear Diner.
K243CT Reading.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz says it seems Democrats and the news media are trying to shield President Biden from exposure to the general public. He says that's why not even senators have been given the access they normally enjoy.
And that is weird. When Obama was president, I spoke with him regularly. When Trump was president, I spoke with him every week, sometimes every day. And they hide him from him. They keep him in the basement. They're terrified.
Cruz says it's clear the Democrats are restricting Biden's contact with lawmakers, especially GOP senators.
And the strange thing is, look, when I was sworn into the Senate, Joe Biden's the one who swore me in. I mean, you know, he spent 40 years in the Senate. He's a man of the Senate. We all know him. And they're hiding him because he is so profoundly diminished.
Cruz interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. Also at townhall.com, as a group of U.S. nationals being escorted safely out of Sudan, some people are going back to the capital city despite bursts of gunfire and heavy artillery. Here's Karen Chamis.
As the battle for power between Sudan's two top generals continues, over 400 civilians have died so far, with thousands more displaced. However, despite the huge numbers trying to get out, there are some who are making their way back to the war-torn country on a ship from Saudi Arabia to Sudan so they can be with their families. Ashraf Ahmed, traveling to Sudan, lost his mother, sister and daughter in the fighting. In Khartoum, clashes continued around the presidential palace, the headquarters of the state broadcaster and a military base. The battles sent thick columns of black smoke billowing over the city skyline. I'm Karen Chamas.
And more on these stories at townhall.com.
Miss Prager here. Sue and I mean it when we say dogs are part of our family, and there's nothing like their loyal companionship. So we provide them with Rough Greens, R-U-F-F, because we want them to feel healthy and be with us as long as possible. I know Charlie Kirk feels the same way.
The Pragers and I couldn't agree more. I rely on my trusted furry friend, Mr. Briggs, who's an absolute machine, and he relies on me to provide what's best for him. Naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black has packed Rough Greens, not a dog food, but a supplement full of vitamins, minerals, digestive enzymes, and omega oils that Mr. Briggs absolutely needs and loves. Trying Rough Greens for your dog just makes sense.
Greetings, naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black here. I'm honored that the Pragers and Charlie trust their dog's health to Rough Greens. I'm so confident that Rough Greens can help your dog too that I'm offering you a free Jumpstart trial bag. Just cover the shipping. Yes, dog food is dead food, but it doesn't have to be. Go to RUFFGreens.com.
President Biden commutes the sentences of 31 people who had been convicted of nonviolent drug crimes.
The White House says those whose sentences were commuted were serving time in home confinement. By having their sentences commuted, they'll now spend less time in home confinement. Many would have received a lower sentence if they were charged today with the same crime because of changes in the laws. The commutations come as the White House announces a set of policy actions designed to improve the criminal justice system. Mike Hemp in Washington.
A female mental health counselor and a male inmate have been stabbed by another inmate during an attack at a private prison in Indiana. State police say the counselor was conducting a group session with eight male inmates at the Newcastle Correctional Facility when one of the inmates began stabbing her and the other inmate. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. A new teaching method.
Teachers say students who need extra help in subjects such as algebra can struggle to learn if the content is taught in an abstract, isolated manner. That's why a Washington State program features two teachers in the classroom. One provides job training and the other teaches basic skills in reading, math, or English language. It's called the Integrated Basic Education and Skills Training Program, known as IBEST. The program is so successful that 12 states have begun implementing an IBEST model. John Scott reported.
A Kansas county will fork over $7.5 million to a man who spent 16 years behind bars for rape and murder that he did not commit. Jefferson County commissioners agreeing to the settlement with Floyd Bledsoe. He'll get $1.5 million right now, the rest paid out over 10 years. This comes after DNA evidence showed he could not have been the killer. More on these stories at townhall.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Don't miss the Sue McClain News Hour from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. and Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, we have Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, the great outdoors, pop culture, and find out what's happening in the North State. From 7 to 10, tune in to Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR's weekend lineup includes The Flatline with Rick Hughes, Poke the Hornet's Nest, Jefferson State of Mind with Terry Raposa and Wynn Carpenter, followed by Sovereign Minds, We the People, and Tokens Radio Show on 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
I'll see.
This is The Pet Show with America's favorite pet expert, Warren Eckstein. Warren's the author of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want, How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want, and he's here to answer all your pet and animal questions. Now, say hello to Warren Eckstein.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to The Pet Show. Is your golden acting a bit grumpy? Are you being harassed by your Himalayan? Does your terrier have you totally terrified? Well, if you love animals, care about wildlife and the environment, and want to really, really learn how to understand your dogs and cats' behavior as well as they understand yours, if you're confused about your dog or cat's behavior or just want to improve their lifestyle, you know what to do. Stay tuned, because once again, right here, right now, it is time for The Pet Show, America and Canada's first and only real pet psychology, pet training, pet behavior, and of course, pet lifestyle show. So hop up on my couch, bring those furry little buddies with you, folks, because it is that time once again to let the animal analyzing begin. Hello, everybody. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show, the place where we absolutely, positively, never a doubt about it, love, adore, and as I stress every single week, respect pets and animals as much as you do. By the way, if you want to join me on the ever-growing Pet Show family, if you want to find out why your dog is jumping, humping, digging, scratching, your cat scratched your favorite chair, pooped on your bed, is not using the litter box, hates the other cat, your dog doesn't get along with your new boyfriend, you get the idea. That is what we do here on the Pet Show every week and have been doing for the last 43 years, helping you resolve any issues that you may be having with your pets, but a whole lot more likely, any issues your pets may be having with you. Great time to give me a call. Oh, by the way, did I mention that everyone that calls into the show and gets to talk to me live on the air today will be getting a fabulous, fabulous gift? Oh, wait a second. Don't get excited. You know I'm giving the gifts to your dogs or cats. Many of the items I give away, we're not talking biscuits here, many of the items I give away are worth $25, $35, $45, even $50. So if you have a question or a comment, great time to give me a call. If the phones are busy, keep trying. The phone number here at the Pet Show, 877 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through to the show. Let me tell you what is coming up on today's show. Number one, I'm always asked if your dogs have emotions. Today, I will share the seven emotions that our dogs share with us. Seven emotions that our dogs share with us. Also coming up on today's show, let's face it, no one likes to watch their dogs get older. But as they do, they may be suffering with dog or cat dementia. What are the symptoms that every pet guardian should be aware of? And I also receive probably more questions about this than anything. Warren, why is my dog barking all the time? Coming up, I'm going to share the eight basic reasons why your dogs bark and what causes. But here's the scenario. Most people want to just quiet their dogs down. As a behaviorist, my job is to figure out why your dog may be barking in the first place. Also coming up, we're going to talk about your dog's second nose. That's right, dogs have two noses. Great time to give me a call. The phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. As I said, plenty of time for your questions and comments. Lots of good stuff to give away. So if your pet is chewing, jumping, confused about the litter box, not housebroken, suffering with separation anxiety, cat scratched your favorite chair, dog believes he has to hump everything he sees, great time to call me. And the question of the day. Come on, guys, help me out with this one. Here's the question of the day. Can our pets tell what we are thinking? Can our pets tell what we are thinking? I just think dinner and my rescues, Molly and Willie, pop right over. So, do you believe that dogs and cats can tell what you're thinking? Give me a call. Let me know. 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through to the Pet Show. Plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away. You know, as you guys know, I just did my Los Angeles show. Boy, were we busy there. And obviously, I'm looking at the phone lines here. We're going to be just as busy. Some really interesting stuff coming up on today's show. You know, a lot of people don't understand the changes in their dogs as they get older. So we're gonna take a look at that as well. But let me take a phone call because the phones are jamming. How about we start out with a phone call and we go to my friend. Let's go to Joe. Hey, Joe. Welcome to the Pet Show.
Hey, Warren. How are you?
I am doing super. How you doing, Joe?
I'm doing good. Long-time listener, first-time caller. My wife and I lived in Los Angeles for 13 years, but then we moved to Vancouver, British Columbia.
What a smart man you are.
yeah, we love it up there. But we're back actually in LA right now, visiting some friends, and we were telling the story, and someone's like, "Well, you absolutely." I was like, "I need to call Warren." So the reason I'm calling is this winter. We had a lot of static electricity in our house, and my wife witnessed something odd happen with our dog when he went up to the bowl to drink, and it's like he got shocked, and he yelped and kind of, you know, retreated from the bowl, tail between his legs, and nothing we can do to get him to drink out of a bowl anymore unless we hold it for him.
Okay, did you try moving the bowl to a different location?
We did. And
Have you tried different kinds of bowls?
Yes.
Okay.
Not only have we tried different kinds of bowls. I bought at one of the fountains, dog fountain.
Yeah.
I even created kind of a crude looking like rock like formation, and then poured the water in there because he was drinking out of puddles outside. But as far as inside the house, yeah, he's just not touching anything as far as the bowls go.
Why don't we try this? Instead of a bowl, why don't we try like a something that's maybe a little rectangle or square? Maybe, you know, the type of container that you use to store food. Why don't we put maybe two or three of those outside of the house in your backyard area or somewhere along the walk so it's not associated with being inside the house? That may be beneficial for you. There was one case I worked on years ago where the dog refused to drink the water, and what we did is we filled one of the bowls with ice cubes, and he started licking the ice cubes and ultimately got back to drinking water. So that's a possibility. The other thing you may want to try is you might want to try getting some no-salt chicken or beef bouillon cubes, or or the liquid and just mixing with the water a little bit just to entice them to get started. Then you can literally remove that and little by little get them back to water. The fountain usually is a great idea. I'm surprised that the fountain's not really working that well for you, but I would definitely continue. But what I would do is I would spread water things in different locations around the house in different shaped containers. That's the best thing to do with this one. And add some flavor to it. I think that might be beneficial as well.
Okay. Well, we'll give it a shot, Warren, and I really
People don't realize that, you know, because dogs, now I talk about this all the time, because dogs are so incredible the way they learn. They don't necessarily learn the same way we learn. They learn through the associative memory. So, for example, when I was studying in Europe, if you were to take a dog to a location where something bad happened to him, and you took him back there 10 years later, he might know exactly what happened. He won't know that, but he'll know something bad happened at that location. So the association with the bowl and the water, that's why the ice cubes and something different flavored or different shaped bowls might be beneficial. That's what I would try at this point. If for some reason you're still running into a snag, Joe, give me a call back. I'm going to do some more thinking about it.
Really appreciate it, Warren. Bandit thanks you as well.
In the meantime, don't go anywhere. Let's put Joe on hold. And, Joe, we're going to send you, for your dog, I am going to send you some OrthoSoothe Gold to keep those hips and joints in the best shape ever. Phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. Let me take a quick break, then we'll get back to your phone calls. I want you to listen to me carefully because this sale is almost done. We are throwing... When I say we, that's me. We are throwing a huge store-wide sale celebrating spring at the Pet Show store, which means everything is on sale at 20% off. That includes the Hugs and Kisses 4-in-1 supplement for dogs and cats, my best-selling books, either dog or cat, those air horns that everyone should have. If you have a dog and you walk him, you need one of those air horns for coyotes or stray dogs. Those T-shirts that say none of my friends walk upright, and lots of health and wellness items. Bottom line is, whether you need Hugs and Kisses vitamins, books on training, health and wellness for your dogs, or just none of my friends walk upright T-shirt, it is all on sale. But that's not all. If you're an Amazon shopper, Hugs and Kisses is 20% off there as well. And at Walmart, you can get the Hugs and Kisses, the dog horns, and my best-selling books, also 20% off. No matter where you shop, it's all on sale through April 30th. Wait a second. Isn't that tomorrow? It certainly is. So tomorrow is the last day of the sale. Well, wait. Don't be depressed, because coming up Tuesday and Wednesday of this week, Amazon shoppers, what a deal you have. Tuesday and Wednesday this week are pet days on Amazon. That's right, pet days. So you've got two more days, Tuesday and Wednesday this week, to snag a 20% discount on my Hugs and Kisses vitamins before the sales finally end. So if you order today or tomorrow, check out thepetshow.com, check out amazon.com, check out walmart.com, and if you miss the sale by Sunday, Tuesday and Wednesday, as I said, Amazon shoppers will get 20% off on Hugs and Kisses supplements as well. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
My dog's better than your dog. My dog's better than yours.
Hey, Julie, as one of the Hugs and Kisses counselors, you talk to a lot of satisfied customers, right?
I do. They even contact us from their vacations when they forget their Hugs and Kisses to ask if we'll ship overnight. Peggy from Maine emails, "My rescued husky shedding and itching was out of control. After giving him Hugs and Kisses, itching's gone, beautiful coat, I was able to put away my vacuum." And Pauline from California says, "Hugs and Kisses is a godsend. We spent over $2,000 on our poor, balding 14-year-old cat with no relief. Then I heard about Hugs and Kisses on the radio. In days, Casey stopped biting and scratching, and in just 2 weeks, his fur was growing back." Log on to thepetshow.com. That's thepetshow.com, where you'll find Warren's selection of health and wellness items for your pets with $5 flat rate USA shipping. Or call us toll-free at 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847. Warren Eckstein Hugs and Kisses 4-in-1 Vitamins. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word. And I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough.
the kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer, the ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You the patients taking part in clinical trials. You the scientists doing next-level research to beat cancer. You the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. Although Coach Master is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coach Master has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coach Master, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coach Master apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hey, Redding, what's better than an ooey gooey cheesy sandwich? How about five different ooey gooey cheesy sandwiches? Black Bear Diner just launched their limited time ooey gooey cheesy choices that'll cover you for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Come on in and try one of those delicious sandwiches today.
Black Bear Diner.
Why?
Everybody tells me that it's cool to be a cat.
Oh man, it is so cool to be a cat. We are back on the Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. Great time to give me a call. The phone number 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. If you're new to the Pet Show, plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away as well. The question of the day is, do you believe that your dogs and cats know what you are thinking? And try feeding them late. See if they don't know what you're thinking. 877-725-8255. Just a reminder, everyone that calls in and gets to talk to me live will get a great gift for their dog or cat. As I said, many of the items were $35, $45. Why do I give away gifts? People often ask me that. Well, there's several reasons. Number one, the most important reason is many of the gifts I give away are directly related to the question or problem you may be having. For example, in the Los Angeles show that I just finished up, someone called me with a dog that was scooting its butt across the bottom. We talked about the anal glands and whatever, but I have a product specifically made for that. It's a no-scoot product that will help prevent your dog from scooting. So that's one of the reasons I give away stuff here on the show, because very often they're directly related to the situation you're calling about. A brand new study reveals that U.S. dog and cat guardians grew closer to their dogs and cats during the COVID-19 pandemic, with complex connections emerging between pet ownership stress and loneliness. We all got a lot closer to our dogs and cats because we spent so much time with them. 877-725-8255. Hey, Barbara, welcome to the Pet Show.
Hi, Warren.
How are you, Barbara?
Thank you for taking my call.
What's up?
Okay. So there is a feral cat that came to my yard as a kitty about 3.5 years ago, and I have been feeding her constantly. And about 1.5 years ago, she had a litter of kittens, 6 of them. And anyway, a rescue person helped me get them out from under my home. They adopted the kitties out and they spayed her, and they were kind enough, because I asked, can I get her back? They brought her back to my yard. And so, we have, a relationship. I've been, feeding her outside all this time, and,
Is your ultimate goal to bring her inside?
Well, she comes inside, but only when she wants to. She comes inside, but I'd say for about the last month and a half, she, you know, she lets me pet her, I feed her, and then she wants to go out. But she now actually sleeps with me.
How great.
And she will fondle me, she will let me pet her, but only on her terms. She's still wild. But here's the main problem. She's constantly biting herself and scratching. I'm sure she's got fleas, and she maybe has allergies. And people tell me, you're crazy letting her come in the house. But I just feel so connected with her.
Let me go over a few things with you right off the bat. Number one is thank you for doing what you're doing and don't listen to other people. It's your decision in terms of what you want to do with this cat. In terms of the fleas, it's a very difficult problem to resolve in your case based on the fact that the cat is going outside and then coming inside, going outside and then going inside. But what I'm going to do is there's a great product on the market. It's made, I know you live in California. It's made right in California. It's a product that's an all-natural herbal flea spray. So what you can do, I don't want you to spray it directly on her because she'll be fearful of that. She doesn't know a spray. I want you to take it, rub it on your hands, and then when you're petting her, rub it on her. That will be really, really helpful in preventing any flea infestation. Now, if there was a way you can treat your yard at the same time you're treating your cat, that would be ideal. But again, we don't know where the cat wanders when she's not with you. So the best thing that you can do at this point is using this all-natural herbal flea spray. That is really critical. Now, I can't send you both, Barbara, but you would be really smart to pick up some of the Hugs and Kisses supplement for cats based on the fact that it keeps the skin nice and moist, and moist skin is not attractive to fleas because they survive on blood. So I got to move on. I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to send you the all-natural herbal flea spray from my friends at NatureVet. Good idea to get the Hugs and Kisses supplements as well. And thank you for being so concerned about this cat. Great time to give me a call. Brian, we'll get to you. Melissa, we'll get to you. I have Hugs and Kisses to give away, Lucy Pet Food, Kitty Lickies, copies of my best-selling books, hemp seed oil, air horns, all-natural herbal flea spray. You just heard me give some of those away as well. Everyone that calls in gets to talk to me live on the air. We'll get a great gift for their dog or cat, even if it's just answering my question, do you believe that our dogs and cats know what we're thinking? Come on, you know they do. Do you believe our dogs and cats know what they're thinking? Even if I'm thinking about saying to my dog, you know, I'm thinking about going to the vet. I don't have to say a word. They know exactly what I'm thinking about. So give me a call. I'd love to hear from you. If we get to talk, I will send you a super gift for your dog or cat. The phone number here, 877-725-8255. Coming up, a couple of real interesting topics I'm going to talk about. Number one, I'm always asked about dogs' emotions. Today I'm going to share the seven emotions that dogs share with us. And also coming up, I'm going to tell you what to look for as our dog gets older and your cats get older. Is it possible they can suffer with dementia, a form of dog or cat Alzheimer's, and what you need to know, all that coming up, and all the different reasons that may create a barking dog. Great time to call me, plenty of time for your calls, lots of amazing stuff to give away. The phone number, 877-725-8255. So if your dog is jumping, humping, digging, your cat is scratching, maybe they're confused about the litter box, we'll get to your calls as well. 877-725-8255. Let me take a quick break here, then back to all of your phone calls. I'm Warren Eckstein, and yes, you are listening to The Pet Show.
Looking for the eagle, looking high and low. High for the eagle, low is where the beagles go. Oh, riding on a box of bubble to wherever there's some trouble. That's where the beagles go.
Do you love
love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream, like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-942-2612. 800-942-2612. 800-942-2612. That's 800-942-2612. Paid for by N.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Dry Creek Station in Bella Vista is now serving lunch. Enjoy grilled chicken breasts, beef ribs, fish and chips, a salmon filet, or their fabulous burger menu. Try their lunch special, taco salad with your choice of steak, chicken, or prawn. Kids' meals are also available. Dry Creek Station, open Tuesday through Sunday, serving lunch from noon to 4, dinner from 5 to 9, and happy hour from 3 to 5. Dry Creek Station at 299 East in Bella Vista, where quality and value meet.
Now at Turtle Bay Museum, tree houses. Look who's living in the trees. On display now through May 14th, featuring immersive and educational exhibits for kids and families of all ages. All about trees, animals, responsible forestry, sustainability, and more. Come explore the museum, forest camp, wildlife center, gardens, and more with the whole family. Tree houses. Look who's living in the trees. On display now at Turtle Bay Museum. Presented by Cheryl Bambauer. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has the chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Aloha, this is Kevin, Operations Manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Yes, Corporal Rusty.
And we are back on the Pet Show. You know what I was watching Saturday mornings when I was growing up? Rin Tin Tin, My Friend Flicker, Fury. Great shows back then. We are back on the Pet Show. We'll have a question or a comment about your dog or cat. They're jumping, humping, digging, scratching. They don't get along with each other. You take your dog for a walk. He sees another dog, and he turns it to Cujo. Great time to give me a call. If you're new to the Pet Show, everyone that calls in and I get to speak with will get a great gift for their dog or cat. The question of the day is, do you believe like I do that our dogs and cats know what we're thinking? Or if you have a question or a comment and want to share a great story about an adopted dog or cat you rescued, I would love to hear from you guys as well. The phone number here, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. Am I the only one that believes that our dogs and cats know what we're thinking before we say a word? Give me a call. I'd love to hear from you, and a great gift will be on its way for you as well. Again, that number, 877-725-8255. Let's start out with Brian in the great state of Delaware. Hey, Brian, how you doing?
Good. How are you, Warren?
I'm doing super. What's up?
I was calling. My dog was recently diagnosed with Cushing's disease.
Yeah.
And I had, like, conflicting reports. Like, the vet that did the test, they recommend, like, not being medicated. But the vet that I do go to, you know, they have a medication. I forget the name of it.
Was it something called Lysodrin?
Sounds familiar.
Vetriol?
Vetriol, that's what it was.
Yeah, because those are usually used when they're treating Cushing's disease. You know, that's a problem with the pituitary tumors. It's a little above my pay grade. You know, I'm more of a behaviorist than a medical veterinarian. But the bottom line is that how old is your dog?
12 and a half.
Okay, so, you know, if you read about Cushing's disease, what they'll tell you is once a dog is diagnosed with Cushing's disease, generally speaking, you know, maybe 2 years, in some cases longer than 2 years, but the bottom line is it's usually with the older dog, and what the vets generally say, and the vet schools say, is that the dog, even though he has Cushing's disease, it's not going to be the Cushing's disease that has him crossing the Rainbow Bridge. It's going to be other things as well, and the fact that it was just diagnosed, and some vets are going to want to use medication, some aren't going to use medication. If this is a vet you've been using on a regular basis, that's what they're treating most dogs with at this point. So I would follow your vet's advice if it's a vet that knows the dog really, really well.
Okay. Yeah, I had started giving them some natural things that I heard that were good. Lignons,
yeah.
And melatonin, dandelion root, and I mean, he seems to be doing okay.
Well, that's the bottom line, is whenever you have, you know, whatever type of situation it may be, even with people, you want to make them as comfortable and you want to make them as happy as you possibly can for as long as we have them. And what kind of dog did you say it was, Brian?
It's a Beagle and Basset Hound mix.
Yeah, I've had dogs with Cushing's disease several times. I just hug and kiss them every day and just thankful for the time that we have together and the fact that you've had this dog 12 years. God bless you. You've done something right. And hopefully it'll be another 4 or 5 years. So, yeah, follow your vet's advice. Give them the I'm always a big believer in using conventional veterinary medicine in conjunction with complementary medicine, which is exactly what you're doing. So I wouldn't be treating my dog, if this were my scenario, any different than you're treating your dog, Brian.
Right on. Appreciate it.
I'm trying to think of what to say. I don't want to send you any food or anything, so I'm trying to think of what I want to send you. You know what, Brian? I'm going to put you on hold, and I am going to send you a T-shirt that says, "None of my friends walk upright," and give your puppy a big hug and a kiss. I mean, Cushing's disease is, you know, you hear about it a lot, and you know, it's something usually with older dogs. And again, as I said, people think that their dog may be dying from Cushing's disease, but it's usually something else that has the dog crossing the Rainbow Bridge. 877-725-8255, the phone number. We are going to Chris in the great state of Georgia. Hey, Chris, welcome to the Pet Show.
Hey, how are you, sir?
I am doing fine. How are you doing, Chris?
All right. I have a kind of unique situation. I've got a couple of tomcats that we used to be able to let outside all the time.
Yeah.
And now we live in a neighborhood where there's a couple of pit bulls around. And, well, they've already killed one of our cats, so now we're down
so
to
sorry.
Two instead of three.
Oh,
yeah, so we keep them inside now, and The problem is, now instead of them going outside, they want to sleep all day, and they're up all night running back and forth through the house. And I have one that wants to sing all the time. And you know what I mean. He's just making these god-awful noises, just like, it sounds like he's playing a bugle.
Here's what's going on, Chris. Number one, the excessive meowing could be that they're hungry, they're afraid, they're sick, or when they need attention and love. That's none of the scenario with you. I'm telling you what's going on right now. Your cats are bored. They were outdoor cats. Cats are nomadic by nature. What does that mean? They love changes in their environment. You're doing exactly the right thing by keeping him in the house. The problem is the other people should be keeping their pits on a leash or collar as well. But I can't change them. I can only change the animal. What I think you need to do at this point is you need to change what's going on. For example, I would make sure you feed the cats just before you go to sleep. Give them an extra meal, not more food. Break their feedings. Give them an extra meal just before you go to sleep. What I would do is create an environment in your home that you can change every day. Bring in cardboard boxes. Bring in paper bags. Grow some organic catnip. The more you change, the more you keep the inside changing and interesting, the less apt the cats are going to want to go back outside, and that meowing will stop. But it's generally due, in your case, they're used to being outside. We've got to make the indoors, outdoor interesting, and if we do that, you should be right on target, and you're doing exactly the right thing by keeping them inside.
Thank you, sir. I really appreciate the help. Thank you.
Hey, Chris, don't go anywhere. Chris, don't go anywhere. I want to send you a copy of my cat book. There's a lot of great information that will help you out as well. So let's get Chris's name, let's get his information, and a copy of my best-selling How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want book is on its way. You know, it's interesting, but people don't realize that because cats are so nomadic by nature, and so many cats, I've had as many as 27 cats at one time, when you rescue a feral cat, bless you for doing that, but lots of times they're used to being outside and used to changes. So it's important to keep the inside environment changing and interesting as well. But let me give you this. The average lifespan for an outdoor cat is 3 to 5 years on an average. The average lifespan for a cat that lives inside is like 13 to 15 years. So indoor cats much safer. That's not saying you can't teach the cat to walk on a leash and harness and take them outside for a walk if you want. They have incredible cat enclosures right now also, which you can put there where the dogs would not be able to get into. So there are things that you can do, but the most important thing, and it's a great chapter in my book specifically on making the indoors outdoor interesting. Good luck to you, Chris, and thank you for being so concerned. Phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. Quick break, then right back to all of your phone calls. Listen, I want you to really listen carefully. I want to tell you about an organization I've known for many, many years that really deserves your help. If you knew, listen to me carefully, if you knew that with every single dollar you donate, you can change the destiny of dogs and cats that were deserted in the wild, isn't that a legacy worth leaving behind? You bet it is. For the last 42 years, my good friend Leo Grillo and Delta Rescue would never be able to do the absolutely amazing, incredible work they do every day without you. That's right, you, my listeners, and your generous support. From saving lives to actually providing lifetime medical care for over 1,500 dogs and cats, Delta Rescue is the group that deserves your dollars. That's why I decided personally to make a bequest for Delta's rescued animals in my own estate plans. A bequest to Delta Rescue will make your legacy work for the animals right now, help avoid fundraising costs, and provide tax benefits for you. Delta Rescue is a top-ranked charity by GuideStar.com, and they prove every single day that your donation dollars are hard at work, doing what they should be doing, going directly to the animals. But I get it. Even if you're not ready to make long-range plans, every donation, big, small, medium, everyone, a chance, an amazing chance to keep more than 1,500 dogs, cats, and horses happy, safe, and yes, loved. I said it, loved, for the first time in their lives. They deserve it. I urge you to go to their website, DeltaRescue.org. That's DeltaRescue.org. Read the stories of how these individual throwaway pets were rescued by Delta. Then ask for details on how to include Delta's rescued animals in your estate planning like I did, or to make a donation, just go to text DOGS to 801-801. Just text DOGS to 801-801 or log on to DeltaRescue.org today. The animals will thank you, and so will I. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
Here, kitty, here, kitty. kitty, 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 good kitty, bad kitty, 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 come kitty, stay kitty, 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 out of my way, kitty, 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 kitty is a rebel, but you're never a babe.
Attention! Do you owe back taxes, fines, and penalties to the IRS? The IRS now offers new relief options for taxpayers affected by COVID-19, but you can't go it alone. Call Tax Solutions now. Our team of former IRS agents and tax professionals can get you the best deal. We know the COVID-19 rules. Call us and never speak to the IRS again.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
The virus has caused the IRS to take extensive action to help taxpayers. So if you owe $10,000 or more, this is the best time in years to settle your tax debt.
I qualified for the Fresh Start program. I paid less than I owed.
Remember, the IRS will not give up until you pay. Call 800-520-5205. 800-520-5205. 800-520-5205.
Dealing with emotional vampires. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. An emotional vampire is not a clinical term. Still, I bet you've encountered some along the way. Emotional vampires have a constant need for validation. They tend to operate primarily on the belief that problems are not their fault. They have a very little self-awareness. And if you dare point out how they've hurt you or others, they are very likely to use extreme language to play the victim. Oh, I guess I'm the worst person ever then. Or, oh, I guess you hate me now. Because, again, they're avoiding responsibility and seeking validation. Look, you can't wear garlic to rid yourself of emotional vampires, but what you can do is not allow yourself to give your energy to them. The more you stay in control of your energy, the less emotional vampires will seek to feed on you. For emotional self-defense, visit drchristianconti.com.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, and as a mom, some days are just easier than others. Maybe you're taking the kids to school and have a fender bender in the parking lot. Maybe you're shopping and you just realize you backed into a shopping cart, and that's when it's important to take it to someone that you trust, like Crossroads Auto Body Repair. They're located at 3045 Crossroads Drive. They also accept most major insurance companies, and they're available by appointment. You can call them at 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlu's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlu's Pizza, Pasta, and More, made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlu's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlu's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlu's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlu's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlu's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlu's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlu's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlu's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
And we are back on the Pet Show. All cats are cool. Plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away. If you have a question or a comment about your dog or cat's behavior, great time to give me a call. Just be patient. When you call in, we'll get to your phone call, I promise. The phone number, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through to the show. Lots of great stuff to give away. In fact, I'm adding a lot of new stuff because of some of the items you guys need. So I have, as I said, no scoot chews. If you have one of those dogs that's scooting his butt, I got an all-natural herbal flea spray. I got a no-scratch spray. I got anti-lick paw spray. I got Arthrosuit Gold. Lots of great stuff to give away. Plenty of time for your calls, 877-725-8255. I'm going to take a break soon, but I want to share this with you guys first. You know, people are always asking me, Warren, I know you're a little eccentric, but do you really believe that dogs have emotions that may be similar to human beings? So what I did, and this is the stuff that keeps me up at night, guys, I've been doing this for many, many years, and I learned an awful lot when I was studying in Europe. A lot of the stuff I agreed with, a lot of the stuff I didn't agree with. So I put together the 7 emotions that I believe our dogs share with us human beings. Number 1, they share joy. Our pets can be joyful. They can be afraid. They share fear. Anxiety, if they get stressed out, they can be anxious as well. Now, jealousy. Jealousy is kind of interesting because can dogs and cats really feel jealousy? Maybe not the same way as we did, but if you have 2 dogs in the house and you give one a treat and not the other one, maybe a little jealousy will pop up there. Also, our dogs and cats can feel guilt as well. They can feel grief, and obviously they can feel aggression. So the 7 things they share with us are joy, fear, anxiety, jealousy, guilt, grief, and aggression. The 7 emotions our pets share with us. Great time to give me a call. The phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. We will get to you, D, 877-725-8255. Everyone that calls in will get a great gift. I'm shocked. I'm shocked that you guys aren't answering the question of the day. Come on, where are you? You don't think that your dogs and cats know what you're thinking? You don't think they know exactly what you're thinking at all times? Give me a call. Let me know if you agree or disagree. 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. Quick break, then right back to your phone calls. Great time to give me a call. We got plenty of time. Right now, one of the most important things that you can do for your dog or cat is simply making sure that they're getting the right type of food. Now, I know it's confusing out there. You go online, you go to the supermarket, there's dozens and dozens, if not more, different kinds of food. A lot of food is manufactured at 1 or 2 or 3 different plants. Well, let me tell you about Lucy Pet Food. You've heard me talk about Lucy Pet Food now for over 6 years. It's the food I've been feeding my own rescues, Molly and Willie, since the day they came out of the High Kill shelter. Lucy Pet Food is entirely different than the other foods on the market for many reasons. It has that prebiotic and probiotic formula. But listen carefully. Lucy Pet Food is manufactured in their own plant, not too far away from where I live in Southern California. Not only do they have their own manufacturing plant, they have their own laboratory, one of the only companies that does testing all the time. As a matter of fact, I want you to know so much about Lucy Pet Food that coming up on May 20th, I'm going to broadcast my show from their location. We're going to talk to experts, nutritionists, and find out exactly what makes Lucy Pet Food so much better. But right now, I want you to hear from a listener and what they had to say once they switched.
I switched my dogs to the Lucy's Pet formula several years ago. Both my puppy that I rescued 5 years ago, she's in the car next to me if you hear her whining.
Oh, I can hear her, okay.
And my senior dog, both were on that, and they love it. I do the duck and quinoa Lucy Pet formula.
You know, every day I get emails and texts about people saying, Warren, what a difference we've noticed, not only the way our dogs and cats look, but the way they enjoy their food. Lucy Pet Food, the food I feed my own pets, you should be feeding it to your dogs and cats as well. But here's the deal. If you go directly to their website, LucyPetProducts.com, LucyPetProducts.com, and you can order their kitty lickies, their Lucy Pet dry food and wet food for your dog, their Lucy dry food and wet food for your cat, their dog food rolls, and many, many other items as well. If you go directly to their website, LucyPetProducts.com, and spend just $35 in total, they will ship it directly to your door free. So check out LucyPetProducts.com today. You're going to be a whole lot happier, but you know what? Your dogs and your cats will be a whole lot healthier. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show. We'll be right back.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
The Vaisakhi Festival and Day of Nonviolence is Saturday, May 6th from 10:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Sikh Center at 5400 Sikh Center Drive in Anderson. This free event is an important multicultural and educational event in Shasta County, organized by the Sikh Center. The Vaisakhi Festival will feature multiple vendors, workshops, and live demonstrations. Come enjoy free Punjabi food and multicultural music while learning about the Sikh history, Sikh martial arts, and Native American practices. The Vaisakhi Festival presents speakers from various agencies. It's free and open to the public, and free activities for kids. The Vaisakhi Festival and Day of Nonviolence, Saturday, May 6th at the Sikh Center at 5400 Sikh Center Drive from 10:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. This event is co-sponsored by the United Way, Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect, Reciproca, Shasta Interfaith, and KCNR Radio.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob, could Wiz on a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 33 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
We have a big cats, small cats, short cats, tall cats, old cats, young cats, many to be found. Nice cats, mean cats, fat cats.
You get the idea. We have lots of cats, lots of dogs. You're listening to The Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. We're going to break for the top of the hour. We come back. Plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away. If you're new to The Pet Show, if you have questions or comments about your dog or cat jumping, barking, digging, scratching, not using a litter box, you can't take your dog for a walk because the minute he sees another dog, he turns into Cujo. You're dating someone new. You really like this person, but your dog or cat can't stand him. That's what we do here on The Pet Show. We help you resolve any issues. If you're new to the show, I've been working with animals and training them for over 50 years. Been on the air with you guys now for 43 years. Prior to radio, I was the contributing editor for NBC's Today Show, as well as Regis and Kathy Lee. Also, the creature keeper on the new Mickey Mouse Club, which I guess I will talk about someday, some of my Mouseketeers and some of the adventures I had when working over at the Mickey Mouse Club. Not the original Mickey Mouse Club. I'm not that old. It wasn't Annette Funicello and Bobby. It was a whole new group, but I was the creature keeper. We shot that all in Orlando, Florida. We'll talk more about that. Plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away. 877-725-8255. I'm Warren Eckstein, and you're listening to The Pet Show.
How come my bulldog don't bark, baby, when the gyms come around? All right. How come my
bulldog... Hi, this is Elle.
Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by New Life Discovery Project.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.